You are going to hear a talk at a meeting. You will hear it twice. Before you listen, read the notes below. While you listen, fill in the gaps in the notes. Write no more than 3 words in each gap. An example, 0, has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to read the notes. Now listen to the recording.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Theatre Society annual general meeting. Today on the agenda, 2 questions. Annual Treasurer's Report and proposals for the next year. We begin with some general information. As you all know, our secretary, Mrs. Soames, moved to Canada to live with her children, so our new secretary, who is going to take minutes today, is Miss Thornton, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N, Thornton. I am glad that most board members are present today. There are 2 members missing, Mr. Jones and Mrs. Lloyd, due to a family occasion. Now to the report. The previous fiscal year has been successful to our society, and we have ended it with a total balance of £1,880. The expenses totaled to £2,585, and this sum was spent accordingly. We have purchased new fireproof curtains for the stage. You will all do agree that it was of essential need. It was the biggest investment, more than half of the sum mentioned, £1,213. £400 was spent on the promotion of our new show, mostly posters. Our New Year fancy dress ball was an enormous success, so I think the investment of £500 on costumes was worth it. And last but not least, the rest of the sum was spent on charity theatre tickets that we were sent to our local school. There are also some proposals for the coming year that I would like to make. First, it was of utmost importance to us to participate in National Theatre Festival. It could help us to advertise our new performance. Also, we would start thinking how to attract teenagers to participate in our work. The theatre tickets were sent to schools was a beginning of a process, so if you have any ideas how to do it, you are welcome to share with us. Thank you for your attention.
Listen again and complete your notes.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our Theatre Society annual general meeting. Today on the agenda, 2 questions. Annual Treasurer's Report and proposals for the next year. We begin with some general information. As you all know, our secretary, Mrs. Soames, moved to Canada to live with her children, so our new secretary, who is going to take minutes today, is Miss Thornton, T-H-O-R-N-T-O-N, Thornton. I am glad that most board members are present today. There are 2 members missing, Mr. Jones and Mrs. Lloyd, due to a family occasion. Now to the report. The previous fiscal year has been successful to our society, and we have ended it with a total balance of £1,880. The expenses totaled to £2,585, and the sum was spent accordingly. We have purchased new fireproof curtains for the stage. You will all do agree that it was of essential need. It was the biggest investment, more than half of the sum mentioned, £1,213. £400 was spent on the promotion of our new show, mostly posters. Our New Year Fancy Dress Ball was an enormous success, so I think the investment of £500 on costumes was worth it. And last but not least, the rest of the sum was spent on charity theatre tickets that we were sent to our local school. There are also some proposals for the coming year that I would like to make. First, it was of utmost importance to us to participate in National Theatre Festival. It could help us to advertise our new performance. Also, we would start thinking how to attract teenagers to participate in our work. The theatre tickets were sent to schools was a beginning of a process, so if you have any ideas how to do it, you are welcome to share with us. Thank you for your attention.